Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. And we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. Charles, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, gents. How are you doing this morning?
Doing awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Super.
So, Charles, the Sam Darnold pursuit is over. He ends up in Seattle. You've got whatever's going on with Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that with you here in just a few minutes. Not any activity on the quarterback front from the Titans to this point. So,
yeah.
Do you view – I guess, number one, how do you view that? Do you think the Titans are zeroing in on Cam Ward as their guy? And if not, what do you make of where the Titans go at the quarterback position?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. I started the process. I would have told you, I thought, based on conversations I had had coming out of the combine, that potentially they were leaning away from Cam Ward. But, you know, they signed Dan Moore, and I think that shifted, honestly. I really do. I think it shifted for, you know, Cam Ward's camp. I think it shifted for when you look at just how the Titans have prepared, conversations that I had after the Moore signing, which were just, look, they're not going out and adding a tackle at that financial price point to protect an old guy next year. They're not doing it to protect Will Levis next year. What's sort of materialized for me over the last few days is just that, you know, the Levis experience is really over there. There's no veteran out there that they're fishing around with right now. And that, if anything, when you talk to, you know, Cam Ward's corner of the planet, it's just, okay, I'm going to end up in Tennessee right now, or they're going to deal me, they're going to deal the top overall pick to the Giants, and I'm going to be a Giant. I think that's really how Cam Ward's camp's approaching this right now. That's the two teams that he's really looking at. And of those two teams, the setup sure as heck looks like it's the Titans that are preparing to take him at that number one overall pick. So I think, especially when you look at the Giants, there's a little bit of desperation right now because they're waiting to find out what is Aaron Rodgers going to do. Russell Wilson is their backup option in New York right now. And then, you know, I think the options that they're looking at draft-wise, the way they're really preparing, seems like they're going to be at that number three overall pick. So that, to me, has definitely been a shift. Like I said, I think really when things kicked off, I was not putting Cam Ward in Tennessee, and now I think that's changed quite a bit, and the focus has shifted over to the few remaining franchises that are looking for a bridge starter right now, and those are all, you know, Pittsburgh, New York, and the Cleveland Browns. Those are the three teams that feel the most desperate to sign a veteran right now.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I guess I would ask on the Moore signing, don't you need to fix your offensive line regardless?
Yeah.
Like you've got to fix your offensive line. Also, let me ask you this as a follow-up. How big of a fix is Dan Moore? I mean, you know, if you ask some Steelers fans, they might tell you
it's
not that big of a fix. I don't know internally. I know the Steelers have drafted tackles the last two drafts, so that's been sort of the plan. He wasn't supposed to be the plan last year.
Right.
But what's your feeling on him? What's the feeling around the league on him? And also just the idea of, I guess, the Titans had to fix their offensive line, period,
true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I don't think let me put it this way. I think Moore is, and I want to be real careful here because I don't want to make it look like it's a bad signing. I don't think it's a bad signing, but it's definitely a signing where when you look at Moore's age, you know, he's almost, I think he's near 26 and a half right now. It's not like it's it's a young-ish offensive tackle. I mean, he's really in the middle of his prime. He's a solid player. I don't think, as you said, if you talk to Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's not, a lot of people probably say, look, he's not an absolute like anchor franchise tackle. That's going to fix all your problems. But I think for the money that they signed him for, let me put it to you this way. It was a very motivated signing. And I think it raised some eyebrows when people are like, wow, okay. Yeah. They have to fix their line. But they really pushed it with this particular tackle that they added. And so for me, what I end up doing is I start making calls saying, like, okay, like, contextualize this signing for me. And the way it was put to me was, like I said, they're not going out and they're not signing him at this stage with this level of motivation to go protect, you know, some middling, you know, bridge starter right now. They're not going out and they're not doing this to protect Will Levis right now. They're going out and they're doing this because they're going to make the kind of move from the quarterback standpoint that they feel like could potentially transform the franchise moving forward. And the only player, honestly, that's available right now who you could really look at and say that's the guy, given that they didn't get involved with anyone else. Remember, too, we have that piece of information in our pocket, is Cam Ward. I'd feel differently if I were talking to other teams and they're saying, man, we're worried about the Titans right now. Worried about the Titans taking this guy away from us right now. Or if I were talking to, you know, agents saying, you know, I'm using the Titans as leverage, or every indication I get really is that the Titans have been sidelined in a way that it only makes sense to other franchises that the resolution that is spelled out in their actions is that they're going to end up sitting at number one and ultimately taking Cam Ward. And by the way, also, I think from my own personal knowledge, feeling like from what I've gathered, you know, Levis, they don't want to do Levis as a starter in 2025. They really do not want to go down that that avenue again. They've been there. They know how it ends up. And I'm talking about the coaching staff. I'm talking about the incoming front office. I think there is a feel there that they know that's not something that realistically they're going to be able to do in 2025 and have the kind of success that can turn a franchise around. And by the way, I will also say, I know there are some people inside the organization, and I'm not saying Cam Ward is Jaden Daniels, but it's not lost on them what Daniels was able to do to really turn around the culture of the franchise, not just the wins and losses, but also, you know, inside the locker room, people wanting to gravitate to the Washington Commanders. If we had said that a year ago, it would have been almost a ridiculous thing we've ever heard, that the Commanders would be a franchise that was turned around, that players wanted to go play for, that they could be a playoff team. That's not happening, honestly. I feel like there's nobody inside the organization that's like, that'll happen with Will Levis. Nobody feels that way right now. So you kind of have to put all the pieces together and understand what they have pursued and what they haven't, which is just as big a piece of information, and it points toward Cam Ward.
So is Rodgers to the Steelers going to happen in your mind? There's some chatter out there about how he could end up in Minnesota on a one-year deal. How do you view the Rodgers part of this?
Yeah, it's really interesting because clearly – he's holding up everything right now. Everybody's waiting on him. It's sort of like when we began free agency and it was, you know, Darnold was the domino that had to fall that slid a number of players into their positions. But, you know, the Steelers, they have outs and they don't in Russell Wilson, because there are people inside the Steelers organization that do not want to go back to Russell Wilson flat out. Like, and I'm talking about like coaching staff members that walked away from 2024 saying, we can't do that again. Like, we know what that is. It's not going to change. If he's our starter again in 2025, we can expect the same results ultimately down the stretch that we had in 2024. It's going to be the same roller coaster again. And, you know, even with bringing DK Metcalf aboard, which, you know, can be transformational in some respects, but we'll see if George Pickens is still there by the time the draft rolls around. Those are two really interesting wide receiver kind of mindsets to have in your locker room together. And I just don't think that Russell Wilson is viewed as the answer inside Pittsburgh. So they're really looking at Aaron Rodgers saying, like, we got to have this guy. Absolutely. And the Giants, at the very least, not having gone through the Russell Wilson experience, wanting Aaron Rodgers, feel like they have two options. I think Pittsburgh is in a situation where they got one option and then they have in Russell the backup. It's it's an option, but it's also one where everyone says it's not going to change. Really what we experienced in 2024 is going to be replicated. And, you know, that's a problem. At some point, ownership's going to go, this is enough. Like, we can't keep running into the same, you know, yeah, Mike Tomlin doesn't have a losing season, but are we really spinning our wheels here? At some point, there has to be change just for the sake of change, kind of like the Philadelphia Eagles looked at Andy Reid when they kept just sort of ending up in the same place over and over again. So Rodgers is on the beach in Australia doing his thing. I feel like every offseason we're kind of waiting for this guy to do something or make some decision or there to be some declaration. We're back there again. But I can tell you absolutely Cleveland, New York, and Pittsburgh are all sitting there right now going, how is this going to slot out? And there's only two quarterback chairs right now because now it looks like the Atlanta Falcons are really serious about not letting Kirk Cousins go this Sunday. They're gonna go through that roster bonus trigger for 2026 salary. They're going to go ahead and, you know, add another $10 million in guaranteed salary in 2026, and they're going to hang on to him because they know they have a player right now that could have some value and they could trade.
So I want to go back to Cam Ward, Charles, with the Titans, because, as you said, I mean, you know, you can look at this situation. It's hard to – I mean, it looks like strongly like, you know, they're going to potentially take him with that top pick. Do you feel, I guess, their pivot on him – how much of it would you attribute to, like, just getting to know him, liking him more, the visit, things like that? How much, if any, would you attribute it to the trade market just isn't as appealing as maybe you would have thought as a team holding the number one pick?
I think it's three factors. Number one, I think it's the assessment on Cam, and I can't speak to it being universal inside the franchise. I don't know that everybody's, you know, fully on board. And that is one thing that, and I always tend to take this with a grain of salt. When I come out of the combine, I try to get a feel for how teams that I think are going to take a player, I try to get a feel for how teams are sort of viewing players, but it can be tricky because, sometimes you can come out of the combine and you will hear, hey, they're not completely sold on this player. I felt, and I kind of felt like that with Cam and Shador when it came to the Tennessee Titans. I was like, man, this just feels, the assessment I'm getting from other teams that interact with the Titans, you know, just different pieces of information. I felt like, man, the Titans aren't sold in these guys. I just don't see them taking Cam at one. This feels like a trade situation. And then even from Cam's camp, it felt like coming out of the combine, it felt to me like they really thought, hey, the Giants are moving up to one and we're, you know, Cam's going to be the number one overall pick, but it's going to end up being with the New York Giants. So I was very sold at the start of free agency. The Titans aren't, I kind of had conviction the Titans aren't taking this guy. And even when I think I tweeted out like, hey, just, once Darnold had signed with the Seahawks, I kind of thumbnailed here's where I think the quarterbacks are going, and I did not have Cam with the Titans. But after a few days, again, of processing the Dan Moore signing, talking to some different people, I thought, all right, there's a lot of noise here. Like, maybe there are, you know, individuals have a certain assessment of Cam, but they're not making a decision inside the Titans, which is not unusual. You will have, anytime there's assessments of players, draft that you're drafting, if you go across an organization and you start saying, okay, well, what did the OC say? What did the head coach say? What did the general manager say? What did the head of, you know, player personnel? You will sometimes get deviation in opinions, or you know, someone thinks that maybe it's the year to wait. Others think that no, this is the year we have to do it. So it'll get real muddy really fast, and that's why I think, to me, it's very difficult to pin down what a team is going to do with a draft pick, even when they have the number one overall selection. But that, to me, is what changed once they signed Dan Moore. I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe what I'm hearing initially coming out of the combine, it's not necessarily direct decision makers. Maybe it's individuals who are making personnel evaluations on Cam Ward who are like most people in the league who say, man, I really wish it was the 2024 class of quarterbacks and not the 2025 class. Man, this isn't the year to get a quarterback. Maybe it's next year or maybe it's 2027. Believe it or not, that's most of the league when it comes to this quarterback class. That doesn't mean that the Titans aren't going to take him. Again, when you look at all the pieces of information, it's are they comfortable, returning to the Levis experience? I think the answer to that is no. Are they in on the multitude of veteran quarterbacks that have signed elsewhere? The answer to that was no. Are they in on potentially trading for a bridge starter? Up until now, I have not heard from any team that, hey, the Titans are burning up the phone trying to acquire a veteran bridge starting quarterback. Is it Kirk Cousins? Are they waiting around to see if Kirk Cousins comes loose? No, it's felt like Cleveland is really the team that is really circling Kirk Cousins. And when you talk to the Falcons, it really feels like the Falcons are sitting there staring at Cleveland. So when you add all that up, you're like, well, what's the option? Like, if they don't want to return to Levis and they're not getting involved with anybody else and they're signing a tackle with a lot of motivation, and the story you're getting is they're not signing this guy to go protect some old, veteran bridge starter, where do we end up? And I'm asking you guys that honestly. Like, I'm saying that to you, Joe and Robbie. Where are we going here? If you add all those pieces up, you tell me what is the other piece of information I'm missing here that tells you it's not Cam Ward, it's somebody else.
I'm right there with you.
It seems clear. And I'm interested. I am just curious about the – like, one, is it possible that the Giants still could be like, crap, we got to have him. Here, have maybe, this bundle. Maybe. And the Titans are like, is it like, nope, that's it. He's our guy, period.
I don't think the assessment's done. It's still March 13th, right? Like, I can't say on March 13th there's absolutely no way that the Titans stick at one and pick, and there's no way that the Giants – get desperate and start throwing everything they can at trying to resolve the quarterback spot. But when I talk to people about the Giants, when I talk to, Russell Wilson's corner of the planet, when I talk to people that are close to Rodgers, it's clear that the Giants are sitting there going, we have outs here. We have a couple of guys on the table, and our first order of business is to get one of these two guys locked down. And that's Aaron and Russ. So, And it appears that will be available. Now, here's the trick. What could change all this is the Cleveland Browns, again, if you talk to people with the Falcons, clearly they have a feeling that the Cleveland Browns are just sitting there going, okay, cut Kirk Cousins by Sunday. That gives us our other, veteran that we would like to add to our quarterback room, the cheap economic option. And the Falcons are saying, well, yeah, we're not going to cut Kirk. So how do the Browns respond to that? They go, okay, well, if either this is a game of chicken or it's real, we have to now make our plan B. Well, our plan B is we're going to host Russ. So they're going to host Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson could go to Cleveland, and Cleveland could sit there and go, you know what? Financially, we can make this work right now. Let's not wait. Let's not wait to find out if Kirk is going to get cut or not on Sunday, because clearly the Falcons and also Kirk's camp is letting the world know right now, he's going to be a Falcon Sunday. He's going to be a Falcon Monday. He's going to be a Falcon Tuesday. And if you want Kirk, you're going to have to trade for him. So if Cleveland goes out there and they go, we're not going to wait. We're going to resolve this now. We're not going to trade anything with Kirk. Let's just sign Russell Wilson, and now we're done. Then now you have Pittsburgh and you have the New York Giants sitting there going, oh, my God. Like, this is Aaron Rodgers. And if we don't get Aaron, what do we do? And you have the Atlanta Falcons sitting in the background rubbing their hands there. They're going, we got a quarterback. If you want this quarterback who you think we're going to cut and pay $27.5 million in 2025 for you to have a quarterback, yeah, we're not going to do that. But if you want to kick us an asset for Kirk Cousins, maybe we'll still pay that $27.5 or most of it, and you send us a draft pick. That way we at least get something out of it. Or we just roll with Kirk as a high-priced backup, since we're already paying him anyway. So why not just go ahead and use him? As long as Kirk has not indicated he's going to throw an absolute fit, we could make this work, even though it's awkward. Could things change? If that changes, if Aaron ends up in Pittsburgh and Russ signs in Cleveland, Now you have the New York Giants sitting there going, we don't have a guy. Like, what do we do now? Now we're in panic mode because Mac Jones was signed in San Francisco. Like, there's literally at this point, you're like, we have to throw everything we have at resolving this now because we've lost everybody and we don't look at Kirk as a guy that we want to kick draft assets for. Instead, we'll pick up the phone and we'll call Tennessee and we'll over offer, you know, to get up to the number one pick. Do I think that could happen? Yes, I think that could happen. It all depends on, I think, what ultimately transpires with Russ. Because right now the Giants have options. If they have no options, then it changes the landscape again.
Well, Charles, great stuff, man. Busy week for you. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Before I go, though, I'm legitimately – I haven't had a chance to listen in today. I'm curious. Like, what do you – like, do you – what is the assessment right now, you know, I think for you guys there in Nashville? Like, do you think this is, I'm curious, do you think they're going in a different direction than Cam?
No. I mean, I can't, it's hard to believe that at this point. I mean, you know, what do I think? I think selfishly we'll take the Cam Ward experience and it'll be way more entertaining than like the Zach Wilson experience, you know? So, but right. I mean, I also think it could end up being a big mistake, but yeah, how wrong are we all on these guys all the time?
Okay.
You know,
and that's fair enough. And especially this year with this class, like I do understand that and I'm with you there. And again, when I talk to people across the league, universally, everybody's like, yeah, you know, it's not the year that I would want to take a quarterback. But at the very least, the one upside here is teams do say, I've had teams say to me, like, you know, Cam's probably overrated too. Like, if you look at the whole class, it's not like I did a ton of work on Shador, and I had a lot of people telling me, like, how overrated he was. And then I had an executive that goes, hey, man, like, guess what? So's Cam. Like, this whole class is a little bit overrated. However, you clearly see there's a gulf between Cam and everybody else. It's not Cam, Shador, and everybody else. It's Cam, gulf, Shador, smaller gulf, you know, Jackson Dart, whoever else. So at the very least, it's not – I don't think this is the Kenny Pickett comes off the board first year. Okay, I really don't. Like, it doesn't feel like that where it's – just this guy has no business really being a first round pick, maybe the top overall pick, but there's enough talent there to feel like he merits the swing that you're going to take. And again, I know I've mentioned the Dan Moore signing, which is a big part of it, but I really just feel like it became very clear to me that really I don't think they want to repeat the Levis experience from 2024 and 2025. And with no other options I see on the table, I do think Cam is not a bad option. He is a risky option, but he's not a bad option. So, yeah, I think that's just how I approach it now. Who knows? It's March 13th. we can talk next week and we'll be like, okay, so Aaron Rodgers signed. and then that changes everything. But, this is just how the assessment feels right now, and I don't think it's – I really honestly don't think it's wrong. And I've swung on this. I did a 180 like Sunday. I felt like, they're not taking Cam Ward. They're going to end up dealing this pick, and they'll run it back with Levis and some other veteran that they signed. I just don't know if there's anybody else out there to run it back to, and I don't think they want Levis to be the starter. Frankly, that's how I feel on March 13th.
Hey, I'm all in on it at this point. Charles, great stuff, man. Appreciate you being with us.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. A lot of stuff there on Cam Ward and the Titans. We'll get back to that and take your thoughts on that, your reaction to Charles Robinson next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.